Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we should start out, don't you have to? Here today in the lovely state of Minnesota, and we have new information, breaking news about what's going on in North Minneapolis. And we have a wonderful person to talk about that, and we'll let you start out with that. David, what have you found out this morning?
Just recently, I happened to have the news on, and about 5 minutes ago, I saw that the two of the three shooters who shot into the demonstrators in Minneapolis
Okay, we have a technical difficulty today. Would you like to try that again, David? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, let me try this again. Okay, technical difficulties here today. Do I have anybody still on the line?
I'm on the line.
Oh, good, good. And let me see if I can get the other caller back to call.
This is Ashira. I'm on the line, Mother Hattie.
Okay. Well, oh, great, great. Let's.
Yeah. I'm just on mute for right now. I'm moving around, so I don't want to make a lot of noise.
Okay, David was going to report to us what was happening, and that didn't go very well, so I'm going to have him to call in with the
okay,
latest.
Okay, reporting on what happened in Minnesota.
Good, good. Yeah, here he is.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Okay, here we go, and then you can go next to Shira. Okay, David. I'm glad
well,
you called
back. Well, I was cut off.
In.
I don't know if everybody else was also. But in any case, what I was saying.
We have technical difficulty, but start over. Let's start this over again now.
Okay. The protest was against about the police killing of a young black man. The details, which you probably know more about than I do, Hattie, are very sketchy about what happened, the circumstances of the shooting. In any case, there's been demonstrations. I think this shooting occurred on November 14th. There's been demonstrations, people camping out in tents and stuff during this protest. The shooting is under investigation by various agencies and so forth, I think including the FBI. And it was stated that there were three people who were some distance away, but in view of the demonstrators wearing scarves over their faces, and at one point they started leaving, and some people followed them, I gather from some distance, I don't know. But in any case, they turned around and started shooting and shot five people. What I just saw on television said that two of the shooters, or suspects, if you like, had been arrested. And then I saw this black woman who I think was the head of the Black Lives Matter in Minneapolis, saying something about how after the shooting, the police showed up and just started macing the crowd. And she seemed to think that this was all coordinated, whatever these white supremacists were doing was coordinated with the police, and they were somehow in on it. I don't know about that, but, you know, there's obviously some serious problems at play here. Seems to me that if people are going to be shooting into a crowd with the consent of the police, that they wouldn't get arrested for it. That's not much of a deal for the shooters. But in any case, that's all I know. And like I say, I'm not really clear about the circumstances under which this young black man was killed. So I can't talk about that. Maybe someone else can. Is anybody there?
I am.
Oh, yes, sure. Can you talk about that part? Or are you still on mute?
You want me to talk about?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm not as familiar with the situation. I will tell you that the mafia and the politicians were one all the years that the mafia existed until the Valentine's Day massacre, and that's when things went started. The public really got outraged by the Valentine's Day massacre. But until then, the mafia and the politicians ran everything together.
And perhaps somebody is still running things together today, these supremacist, quote, groups that are out here.
The politicians work hand in hand with all the criminals. And so do the top lawyers and bail bondsmen.
Exactly.
They work hand in hand, yes.
Perhaps.
They do. Yes, they do.
Perhaps.
Not perhaps, but you don't know about that situation. But the truth is, I know very wealthy bail bondsmen, and I was informed when I was young that there isn't anything they can't do. They could take anybody out of prison and get things done. It's the same with judges and the same. They can do favors for criminals that they could never get done any other way and get anything they want done.
Well, that was actually my thought when I first heard about these people showing up, is that the mayor and the police chief have said to their army or their staff leave these protesters alone and back off. However, that being the case, so they say, well, we can't do it that way, so perhaps we can call in some unsavory characters that, quote, we call something else to take care of
favors.
The business.
It's called favors.
For us. So I guess what the issue was that on that day, the 14th, there was some call to about a domestic disturbance, and the 22-year-old male was there, and Jamar was the one who was a bit purportedly the perpetrator. However, during the whole scenario, the young lady was being treated by paramedics, and this is as reported what we know now. They were treating her, and there's two stories on what happened after that. The police report says that, or reporting that, the young man was being unruly and grabbed for their gun, and they shot and killed him. Witnesses that were eyewitnesses said the young man was face down on the ground, handcuffed, and they shot him execution style. So, that being said, I tend to believe the eyewitnesses because...
Why don't they give him give them all a lie detector test, and let's see who's telling the truth and who's not. It's real simple. You can... A lie detector test may not be admissible in court, but it sure does let you, when you have that many witnesses and that many police, you can give them all a lie detector test and let's see who's who.
I think if someone is handcuffed lying face down and you're shot by the police, they're obviously going to be shot in the back, but also the indentation marks from the handcuffs which should be apparent in any cursory investigation, and certainly in any autopsy, they should be able to tell whether somebody was
handcuffed
when they were shot.
Yeah, they cover up the autopsies because the coroner is working with them, so they do it all the time. They say everything's a suicide. When it's not, when Dr. Bradley was just killed along with 11 or 12 other doctors in this country that have been reversing all the autism and cancer with MCMAF, they murdered them all just now, and his family speaking out. He never would have committed suicide. He was found with a hole in his chest when he could have... A man like him could commit suicide by injecting anything he wants in his body. A doctor doesn't have to shoot himself in the chest in order to commit suicide, and he never would. He was a very formidable individual. I think about 70 years old, operating on a 19-year-old cellular level, reversing with thousands of patients that he had reversed cancer and autism in. And they did 11 doctors just now. If you haven't heard about it, just hit the internet.
No, well, I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it was brought to my attention
a
month or two ago. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, I saw when I looked at it, I thought it was five doctors that had been doing some work, and they were kind of like homeopathic doctors that they were talking to.
How many?
No,
of
that
them
was
were
back
murdered?
Months ago. No, they were all murdered. 11 of them. Dr. Garcia in New York reverses all the cancer. And says, if you want to go to Sloan Memorial, Sloan Kettering, which is the number one cancer protocol hospital in the world, and has two men on the board of directors that own the chemotherapy companies, and say it's not a conflict of interest taking in a $106 billion a year industry in chemotherapy because they're not taking a salary, so it's not a conflict of interest. They're donating their time. And they're on the board of directors of the New York Times. That's why everything about health you read out of the New York Times is going to be slanted. Everything that comes out of Memorial Sloan Kettering is going to be slanted. These people are ruthless. they were fed up with those doctors reversing the cancer, and it's a $600 billion a year business. They've never improved people's stage four cancer, their survival rates. They have not done it in 50 years. The war on cancer is the war against the people giving them cancer. That's what they're doing. With mammograms, they're giving them cancer. I've been on radio stations from Hawaii to New York teaching people how to reverse every type of dysfunctional health you can ever imagine. I'm considered gifted at what I do, and I can teach people how to reverse their stage four cancer after the doctors gave up on them because there's nothing more they can do. They got 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. Make peace with your God and your family. Get your affairs in order while you still have time. And you can reverse all of them. They're all reversed, well, pretty much. Here's the thing.
You also have some other skills that you work with around some legal kinds of things that
I love doing legal things, yes.
Person listening might be able to help with. So when you talk about how do we get out of these situations where people are murdered and how do we do some things as just regular citizens.
Well, I can't bring people back to life once they're murdered. But I can take out.
Can you give us your contact information? Would you like to do that? So it's either the
if anybody's
thing
if,
or
if they're interested, yes. You know, I have a couple of ways that I teach doctors and homeopathic practitioners and other individuals to reverse all pneumonia in less than 24 hours. And when the doctors were calling up at the institute where I was studying, one of the most brilliant chemists that walks the face of this earth, I've been introduced to one brilliant person after another because I demanded from this universe to know the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God, from the time I'm a little boy. When that man came and visited me in my comic book stand at 6 years old, a prominent-looking man, I don't know who he was, but I never seen a man at that time dressed with a black suit, black shoes, black overcoat, and black hat, prominent-looking like that. And he told a six-year-old little boy that 90% of what you hear in this world is going to be bullshit. He said it just like that. And the other 10%, with his palms face up, he leaned over and told this six-year-old little boy. He moved his hands up and down, and he said, in the other 10%, you're going to have to weigh it out. Well, I made fortunes in my life. By the time I was 13, I was able to buy a brand-new Cadillac for cash. Of course, I didn't have a driver's license, so the man across the street took me out with my honey in his Le Mans that he didn't have any money for gas for, but he was missing a finger, just came back from Vietnam. His fake trigger finger. I never asked him if he took it off himself. But he came back from Vietnam and got out of the war, and his four brothers in that two-bedroom apartment, he didn't like staying there. So I got to take my honey out, the most beautiful girl that ever walked the face of this earth, in a beige Le Mans with white interior convertible. We could see the stars at 14 years old because gasoline was $24.9 a gallon, and guess who had
Edward,
all the money?
Edward, can you
here's my number.
Give your contact info, and if someone wants to follow with the health piece or either the legal piece,
yes,
they can call.
I just wanted to give him some of my background, why I know what I know. Here's my number.
Okay.
That's the reason why I know what I know, because I am a determined individual and I get what I want in this world. That's why I know how to make all the lawyers pay, and I can get rid of all those judges' careers. I can end their careers. I just file documents on them, and I go right to the grand jury after I get rid of the district attorney from interfering with me. Here's my phone number. It's 818-613-9206. 818-613-9206. And lately, as you know, Hattie, I am probably going to make anywhere from $10 to $20 million in the next 12 to 24 months, and I'm helping everybody, my friends in this country, with no money, no credit. Somehow I got disconnected. Called back.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I just called back because I got unmuted. Do you want to let other people talk? Or?
Can you hear me? Are we having technical difficulties?
Yes,
I can
the sound went out momentarily.
but I think we're back up.
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Myra.
No, this is Edward.
Edward, I can hear you, Edward.
Okay. So it disconnected everybody?
No, I can hear you.
Should I talk slower? I know I tend to talk fast when people don't give me much time. And then I probably talk too fast and they say, what is this guy? He talks so fast.
Well, you know what you can do in the interim while we're waiting on Mother Hattie to come back on? Can you go ahead on and give us your contact information?
Oh, I thought I did. It's my phone number is 818-613-9206. 818-613-9206. And you can either call me Edward or Dr. Edward. It's doctor means teacher, and I certainly do teach people all the time.
Great.
Okay.
I'll contact you.
We have you
on our show.
We have.
May I say something else? Hattie?
Okay. And then we're going to go to the next person that wanted to speak about the topic. Something else. You going to wrap it up, Edward?
Well, I'd like to say something right now. I found a way to make fortunes, and I was looking for a few years. I asked all my friends if there was a way that we could all make a fortune, so when we need to leave this country, we have a place to go, but we can't use a rowboat to go where we're going. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. I sworn it to secrecy because of how touchy everything is right now and how they listen to things. So where we're going is out of harm's way, so we can come back in a few years and pick up where we left off and even in better position. But I need everyone to make a lot of money right now. So if anybody wants to know how to make a lot of money, they don't need any money, any credit, or any knowledge. I have mentors, a team of mentors to help them. And I can help anybody get a load of these properties and collect rentals off of them, or we have investors that'll take them. I have investors everywhere with big money that want to take the properties, but I've got to train people to do this. And I'm working with the largest or the best number one real estate school in North America. And the training is beyond reason, and we will get you through it and get you the money to get through it as well. What we need is people that are willing. I can teach people which food to eat, in what order, and which herbs to eat, in what order, to reverse all their disease, but there's one thing I can't do. I cannot chew the food for you or anyone, and I cannot swallow it for you or anyone. Does that make sense,
Thank
Eddie?
Thank you, Edward. Thank you so much. Okay, and Edward, your number again is 818-613-9206. Anybody out there listening? And anybody else would like to call in, you can certainly call in to 347-215-8717, or you can listen to us certainly on the computer. Okay, who else would like to make a comment or have questions for Edward? Anyone want to comment on our first topic here going on in Minneapolis?
I called in late since I had, and I'm not aware of what the topic was.
Oh, okay, Mr. Brown. You may go with your topic.
Well, no, I don't have a topic. I was just listening. I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, okay. We were talking about what's going on in Minneapolis with the latest killing of the young man that was, and I think it was started on the 14th, and then some community members went out to just camp out at the 4th Precinct, which is the precinct in North Minneapolis, the traditional African-American community. And yesterday, which Black Lives Matters led that up, and along with the NAACP here. And one of the things that happened last night was that when people were leaving the protest, some gunmen came and shot five people. So they, when I heard it this morning, had no arrest. However, David said they had some arrest at this point.
And who were the gunmen?
And so that's what we were talking about.
Have the gunmen been identified?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Have the gunmen been identified?
I think they were identified as white supremacists.
Okay.
And the Black Lives Matters woman, who's the woman who's the chairperson of Black Lives Matter in Minneapolis, she said that she thinks that they were agitators sent there by the police to try to agitate the crowd into doing something that would justify police retaliation. That's what she said. She suspected that these people were somehow working with the police. And she said that all during the whole experience of their demonstration, and this killing happened on the 14th. So this is 10 days. They've been demonstrating for some time. She said that they were repeatedly exposed to agitation by people that they thought were working with the police, and they think that these shooters, three people were shot, none of them fatally, they're not considered life-threatening injuries. The people who shot them had masks on. However, subsequently, two of them were arrested, and that's all I know.
Well, that's interesting. You know that they're looking to start a civil war in this country so they can blame the civil war on martial law, and they delivered John Butler, Dr. John Butler, he's 85 years old, told me personally, he's over on the East Coast, that they delivered tractor-trailer loads of signs to the Pentagon that says, do not leave your house. You are under martial law. And that Coroplast sign, they can fit 250,000 signs in each tractor-trailer. So they delivered a load of tractor-trailers. They're getting ready to do martial law in this country. And they're looking for to blame it on anybody but themselves. They just need a reason to blame it.
Well, in reference to a shooting that happened in Minneapolis, you know, this is not an isolated incident. There's been many instances in the Black community involving police shootings. And my perspective on the whole situation is that we have no game plan. You know, we have no plan of action to combat any of these forces that have come against us, not just in this era, but in the eras of the past. See, we have no combative forces whatsoever to come against these elements. And until we get a game plan of what we're going to do, they're going to continue to happen. And they don't care about the protests. They don't care about Black Lives Matter. They don't care about the NAACP. And they sure don't care about how many Negro churches are in place. Okay? And we're continuously going around the same pole, doing the same thing, and we're getting the same results. And if you do the same thing constantly over and over and you get the same result, it's called insanity. And the majority of us look like an insane people because we're always marching up and down the street, we're always singing songs, and we're always getting our asses whipped. So something's wrong with that picture.
There you go. You're absolutely right. And all the churches are registered under a corrupt company called the U.S. They own them. They own every church in this country. There's no separation between church and state. The Constitution is the constitution of the corporation, the U.S. Every corporation has to have a constitution. It's not of the people unless your ancestors were there at the signing of that. That contract is not yours. And anytime they give you your constitutional rights in court, it's because it's become blatantly obvious and they don't want the people to know that you have no constitutional rights. Because if you argue constitutional rights, you yourself go in there and argue constitutional rights in the courtroom, the judge is going to throw you in jail. You don't have any rights in a proceeding anyway. It's the DA's job to prove you guilty. As soon as you open your mouth to defend yourself, they will strike it from the record.
Well, that's involving criminal offenses. You got criminal and civil court.
There's no such thing as criminal. It's all civil, and it's all commercial. Those are commercial courts.
No, I'm not going to argue with you.
Right. There is no such thing as criminal.
I said I'm not going to argue with you. You made your point. I'm not going
to
argue with you.
No, I'm going
to
explain.
I'd like to hear what
you don't need to explain it. I said that's over and done with. There's no such
thing. No, I want to hear what
it's not even started. Everything in the courtroom is commercial. It's under UCC.
Okay.
Everyone is practicing statute and code.
David, jump in on this one. Just hold on just a second. David, jump in on this one, and then I'm going to go back to Edward and let you finish your explanation.
Yeah, sure.
I don't have anything to say. I was just saying that I wanted to hear what Edward had to say.
Oh, okay,
that's
Edward,
it.
Go ahead.
I was not intending to participate.
Edward, you may go on with your conversation, then explain that.
Thank you. Who is that speaking that said that?
David.
I was just speaking, saying
that I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Certainly. I actually do know what I'm talking about. I've studied law for many, many years now, not statute and code, that they understand this. They have more lawyers in this country than they do all of the other countries in the world combined. And they call them liars in the UK. It's pronounced liars. Attorney, the word attorney is from French. It's attorney. It means one who deceives. I was told this. It is what it is. They only have them there to protect the aristocrats. That way they can bring up all this statute and code and use language against you. When you go into a court, first of all, you're dealing in all debtors' courts. Anybody in prison is in debtors' prison. There is no such thing as crime. They're operating in a crime prevention de facto administrative court system. That's not common law courts. Most of the time you're charged with things. It is, there's so much I want to say. The charges are to go against your criminal character and monetary charges. When the judge says, do you understand the charges when you walk in there? As soon as you, first of all, the word you have four pages written up on what the word you means. Do you understand the charges? And you say, yes, I do, judge, or your honor. It means that you are now under his stand for the last 400 years. Everything that they're doing in there, they twist the words so you don't know that it is actually civil proceedings. They are not criminal proceedings. Okay? What they're doing is locking everybody up and then selling the bonds, the states, to the federal government, and they put it on the stock exchange through Payne and Weber, and that's what upholds the dollar and the yen. It's a debtor's prison servitude. They're allowed to make up charges, the district attorney and the judge, if it furthers the interests of the state. And since all judges are trustees for the U.S., and the head trustee is Obama, and they have seven sets of books, and all judges and lawyers have two sets of books, you know, anytime you have more than one set of books, you kind of figure there's something funny going on. Well, they're allowed to have two sets of books because every time they take a retainer, that's free money they don't have to pay taxes on, and they're allowed up to $5 million every liar in order not to pay taxes. Well, what do you think he does with the money you give him? He writes it up as a retainer. They don't do anything for you, those liars. They're all on the same team. They're not on your team. And if you hire a lawyer to run your case, you're an idiot. As soon as you go into court with a liar, you're telling the court that you are incompetent under the law. Oh, well, It is what it is, and it's the truth. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't bother listening to me, because the only thing I talk about is the truth. It's the best of my ability. Nothing but the truth. So help me God. And I made it my business since I was 6 years old, and that man told me that 90% of what you hear is going to be lies, and you got to weigh the other 10% out to learn the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. And I've made fortunes in my life and lost them, and I've had to deal with judges and politicians, corrupt courtrooms, and I learned how to overcome them. I dealt with them more than most people do. And I've dealt with things more than most people ever deal with things. And not only did I deal with my own challenges, but all my life I've helped everybody. And I took on their challenges too. So my knowledge came from actual doing, not from books. Do I know how to make liars pay? You bet I do. Try this one out for size. Next time a debt collector comes after you, first of all, they have no standing to collect debts from you. I can destroy these people. Just let them know you copyrighted. Go copyright his name and let him know it'll cost him $250,000 every time he uses his own name. Because he didn't bother owning his own name. I do. And that judge who's corrupt, he breaks the law every day. And so the district attorney, I set him up. We just got rid of the district attorney in St. Tammany, Louisiana. I'm on their radio show, and I assist the lawyers and the other ones in destroying all the corrupt officials down there. We just got rid of the sheriffs. Did you know that, Hattie? I just got a phone call yesterday. You probably don't know that. I didn't tell you.
No,
from Belinda Parker Brown from Louisiana United International, LUI, which the membership is growing at an alarming rate because of the radio shows we're doing. And we just got rid of the sheriff. And what I want to do is get rid of the new district attorney, since he didn't get rid of the old assistant district attorneys. The old district attorney is facing 278 years. The corruption in every one of these counties is so deep, it's beyond anything you can imagine. For years now, I've been stopping foreclosures. I can keep people in their houses. I can take over the houses and keep them from the pretender lenders who have no standing in real property, and I do that. I have people all over the United States helping me. Anyone who wants to make money needs to get on the bandwagon and start learning and get educated on how to make and fill their pockets so they can get out of this country when the shiznit hits the fan. And it's going to happen. They're going to collapse the dollar because they just went to $8.5 trillion deficit, but with all the obligations, it's over $50 trillion they're owed. When the rest of the world realizes that they can never pay their debt back, it's not possible to pay it back, the dollar will collapse and default. And at that time, all hell's going to break loose in this country. And if you're not prepared and you don't get together with people in your community for food, you must do it in advance. If you can't get out of the country, you must have a team of people you're working with. Somebody must be helping grow the foods. People must be doing many different things together. If not, you'll find yourself alone in a world that is less than hospitable, I promise you. They're looking to put 50 million people in slave labor camps called FEMA camps. They've already been rounding them up in South Carolina as a test for 2.5 years now, homeless people, and giving them a choice. They can go to jail or the FEMA camps. They made up 200,000 boxcars in this country with shackles in them, 100,000 in Portland, and they brought in the rest of them from Japan and China. They also brought in approximately 30,000 guillotines, and I've gotten it straight from the truck drivers who got stopped by police and had to open up their trucks with witnesses that were behind them in cars and saw the guillotines, and then they refused to drive them to where they were going. They parked the truck at the nearest truck stop and told them to deliver their own equipment.
Guillotines,
yes. I used to joke about Marie Antoinette. She was the one person who knew how to get rid of migraine headaches instantly. But this is not a joke. They didn't bring in 350,000 troops 4.5 years ago and put them in six countries, the United Nations, which is owned by the Vatican. By the way, 40 nations are owned by the Vatican. The Vatican came from Rome. Rome is the Vatican. The Rome was conquering the world, but the Jews had overturned part of their territory and rebelled against them. So by the year, the Fallavians, who had their father recognized by the Senate as God and became the son of God, got Josephus to write all the New Testaments and put in there, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, if you owe your taxes. They put many things in there in their favor because they wrote the New Testaments. I'm not saying there wasn't a man that was amazing like Jesus, the man from Nazareth, the Nazarene. They didn't have two names back then. That came from two different cults, the names, and they put it together and put it in there. They made up all those things, and I'm not saying Christianity is not a good thing, but they've murdered millions of people in this planet and continue to do so in Africa in the name of Jesus. So it is what it is. I accept things the way they are. And anybody who doesn't want to know the truth...
Thank you.
But I was going to say, anyone that doesn't want to know the truth doesn't have to listen to me.
Okay, we've got about just a couple of minutes left, so we're going to wrap it up. Any comments, or if anyone wants to contact Edward, Edward, you want to give him your number again?
818-613-9206. I want to tell you that 2 weeks ago, Ron Witcher came here to go look at, take me out to look at some properties, and I said, what's the matter with your feet? He said, my toes are all numb, and my feet... in terrible pain, the bottoms of my feet. I said, you have diabetes, don't you? He said, yes. How did you know? I said, you use insulin, right? Yes. He had diabetic neuropathy. I said, if you do what I tell you to, for 12 hours at a time, and then take it off, use the freezer bags with the bentonite clay. Take this and put it in the freezer bags and put socks over it to hold it in place for 12 hours, walk around squishy and go to sleep at night with it on, and then air it out for 12 hours and then do it again, and then I want to talk to you. Well, I called him. He didn't call me. And I said, how are you feeling?
Can we contact you on your line and talk about these things and get back to what we were talking about?
What do you want to talk about? Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to ask, was anybody familiar with this African-American judge in Kentucky who refused